content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the Lions Newsletter. For the next 20 minutes or so, I'll be reading to you from the Lions Newsletter for District N, the month of April of 2026. So here we go. Here's your District Gazette for April 2026. The front page lists dates on the horizon. April 11th, district training. April 10th through 15th, volunteer week at Camp Dogwood. April 17th through 19th, the North Carolina Lions State Convention. April 18th, vision screening in Irwin. April 18th through 26th, Environment Week of Service. April 27th, Wilmington Poker Run. May 1st through 3rd, the Council of Governors and NCLF board meetings. And May 15th, tour of Miracles in Sight. From your district governor. The end of the Lions fiscal year will soon be upon us. One of the major tasks expected of the incoming district governor is to compose the district directory. Believe me, this is no small task, but you can make the task easier and the directory more accurate by taking the time to update your club's information in the portal. Clubs will soon begin nominating new club officers for Lions year 2026-2027. Please begin identifying key personnel to step into these positions. Additionally, once the new officers have been identified and voted in by the clubs, ensure all positions and names are input into the Lions portal. Even if you keep the same officers from the previous year, you still must enter the officers for the new year. It is critical we have the correct information in the portal. The portal is used throughout the year to identify club activities, meeting locations, and times, as well as awareness of who the club officers are. My favorite activity in the last 9 months is having the opportunity to visit clubs. For the clubs I have visited, thank you for allowing me to visit. If you would like a revisit, or if I haven't visited your club yet, just shoot me a text at 414-640-5953 or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. From your District 31N Global Membership Coordinator. This is messages printed late, but the message is still valid and to the point. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the Lions way. Add a member with a wink and a smile. St. Patrick's Day is that magical time of year when everyone suddenly discovers they're at least a little Irish. Parades take over the streets, and someone inevitably tries to convince you that green cupcakes count as a vegetable. It's a joyful celebration of culture, community, and good-natured fun. While the world dresses head to toe in green, Lions proudly stand out in blue and gold, because nothing says service with style like looking sharp while helping your neighbors. And honestly, if anyone can pull off blue and gold in a sea of green, it's us. Where there's a need, there is a lion. This season is also a perfect reminder of what community spirit looks like. Just as St. Patrick brought people together, the District and Lions bring our community together through projects that matter. Whether we're marching in a parade or stepping out for a Lions strides walk, doing vision screening, or feeding the hungry, we celebrate and serve with purpose, and maybe burn off a few of those vegetable cupcakes. Growing your club is a shared responsibility and an opportunity. By being proud Lions, telling our stories, and extending genuine invitations, we ensure your club remains strong, welcoming, and ready to serve for years to come. And here's your St. Patrick's Day challenge. Call up your favorite Irish or non-Irish friends and invite them to join the Lions. Tell them we can't promise a pot of gold, but we can promise good company, meaningful service, and plenty of laughs. Let's celebrate with heart, humor, and blue and gold pride. That's from Lion Vince Schimoller, District and Membership Chair. Phone 919-935-9935. 1-800-273-7. From your District 31N LCIF Coordinator, Serving Through Giving, Why Every Club in District 31N Should Support LCIF. One of the greatest strengths of the Lions Club's international family is our shared commitment to service. Every Lions Club works hard in its community, conducting vision screenings, supporting food drives, helping schools, and responding to local needs. But there are times when the needs are bigger than any single club or even a district. That is where the Lions Club's International Foundation, or LCIF, becomes so important. LCIF is the global humanitarian arm of Lions. Through the generosity of Lions around the world, LCIF provides grants that allow us to respond to disasters, fight hunger, expand access to vision care, support youth programs, and strengthen communities in ways that individual clubs simply could not accomplish alone. Because of LCIF, Lions are able to multiply the impact of our service. When hurricanes strike, LCIF disaster relief grants help Lions provide immediate assistance and long-term recovery support. When communities need vision screening equipment or access to eye care, LCIF grants help make those projects possible. When districts want to launch large-scale service initiatives, LCIF helps turn those dreams into reality. Simply put, LCIF allows Lions to think bigger. For our district, supporting LCIF is more than just making a donation. It is an investment in the future of Lions service. Every dollar contributed by a Lion helps fund life-changing projects across the world and here at home. In fact, many districts have benefited directly from LCIF grants that support community initiatives, disaster recovery, and humanitarian programs. As your District 31N LCIF coordinator, I encourage every club to consider how they can participate in this important mission. Participation can take many forms: making a club donation to LCIF, encouraging members to become individual donors, recognizing contributions through the Melvin Jones Fellowships, hosting a club fundraiser dedicated to LCIF, or setting a club giving goal for the year. What matters most is that every club participates at some level. One of the things that makes Lions special is that we understand the power of collective action. As Margaret Mead famously said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." That sentiment perfectly reflects the spirit of Lionism. When Lions come together with a shared purpose, incredible things happen. LCIF is one of the most powerful tools we have to turn that spirit into meaningful impact. I challenge every club in District 31N to take part in supporting LCIF this year. Whether your club contributes a small amount or sponsors a Melvin Jones Fellowship, every act of generosity strengthens our ability to serve. Together, we can ensure that Lions continue to lead the way in humanitarian service, locally, nationally, and around the world. Thank you for everything you do as Lions, and thank you for supporting LCIF. That's from Kevin Toman, your District 31N LCIF coordinator. We serve. A challenge from your district governor. I have a special challenge for you. There are presently only 10 clubs contributing to LCIF in District 31N. If every other club in 31N contributes $250, we would make our goal of $20,000. If your club is low on funds, give something. Don't allow your club to have a zero in the LCIF column. If your club is sitting on some extra cash, consider donating over $250. From your District 31N Strides Walk Committee Chair. Hi, fellow Lions. I want to reach out and let you know I'm the Strides Chair for District 31N. I would love to help you get involved in the Strides Initiative to help diabetes patients, contribute to research, and many other ways. please contact me at 252-560-6451 or 252-523-1019 or email me at sharon@lionsindustries.org. I would love to come to your club and speak to you about Strides events to help you plan an event and show up for support. That's from Lion Sharon Axelberg, your District 31N Strides Chair. Lions International News and Events. Weeks of Service. This initiative unites Lions and Leos worldwide to address the critical issues of mental health and well-being, hunger, and the environment. By participating, you'll be part of three impactful weeks dedicated to creating positive change and making a difference in communities around the globe together. So, get involved with the next week of service and help drive collective action for a better future. And this upcoming event is the week is environment, and the week on environment goes from April 18th to 26th of 2026. Reminder, LCI will no longer send out paper invoices. Invoices are only available online by logging into the portal. Ensure invoices are downloaded and paid online to prevent delinquent payments. Here's some State Lions news. The 102nd Annual North Carolina Lions State Convention will be held April 17th through 19th of 2026 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott. Join us in showing our appreciation and pride as we honor Lacey Presnell at the North Carolina State Convention. We're placing a group T-shirt order so we can stand united in recognition of Lacey's dedication, leadership, and service. Don't miss your chance to be a part of this special tribute. Order your shirt and help us make a strong, visible statement of support and gratitude. This shirt is a surprise to PID Lacey, so do not give any hints. And that is from Riley Proctor. He can be reached by email at riley.proctor@unchealth.unc.edu. And Riley Proctor is spelled R-I-L-E-Y, then dot, P-R-O-C-T-O-R. Lions, fight hunger at the convention. Thanks to the dedicated service hearts of our Lions, we will be collecting items for Greensboro Urban Ministries at our convention. Items needed include canned tuna, chicken, and salmon, canned ravioli with pop tops, any type of breakfast item, any type of healthy, non-carbonated individual drinks, such as fruit juice, V8, etc. No glass containers. And cash donations will also be gratefully accepted, as well as clean, dry grocery store bags. Thank you for your support. NCLF News and Events. KidSight Standard Matching Funds Policy. The purpose of the Standard Matching Funds Program is to assist Lions Clubs in helping children who have a financial need and all other means of assistance has been exhausted for eye exams and glasses. It is the responsibility of the club to establish procedures to determine the need of the child requesting assistance. NCLF will provide sample forms and materials to assist the clubs in establishing their policies. KidSight matching funds are available for North Carolina residents only who are age 18 and younger. An individual is considered a resident if he or she is in North Carolina voluntarily for at least 3 months with the intent to remain. COG and NCLF meetings. The next Council of Governors, or COG, and North Carolina Lions Foundation, Inc., NCLF, board meetings will be held May 1st through 3rd. The May meeting is special in that it is the annual membership meeting. Voting will be held for various issues, and elections for second vice president will be held. These meetings are held four times a year. in August, November, February, and May at Camp Dogwood. If you are new to Lions or just want to learn more about the association, please consider attending at least a part of these meetings. Contact Tammy using tammy@nclf.org or phone 828-478-2135, extension 229, to register. Or, well, there's a long link, and I just don't know that I can read it out. Okay. Camp Dogwood raffle ticket sales. The drawing date for this raffle is June 25th of 2026. The North Carolina Lions are once again selling Camp Dogwood raffle tickets to support the maintenance and ongoing operation of Camp Dogwood. This raffle is a major source of income for the camp, and we need every club's help to make it a success. So here are the prizes. First prize, $15,000. Second prize is $500. Third prize, $400. Fourth prize, $300. And fifth prize is $200. And here are the ticket prices. They're $5 each, 3 for 10, 7 for 20, 20 for 50, and 50 tickets for $100. How to purchase the tickets? From any Lions member or online via Zeffy. And Zeffy is spelled Z-E-F-F-Y. Through the Camp Dogwood website, which is www.nclionscampdogwood.org. Or you can get them through club participation. All Lion clubs are strongly encouraged to sell as many tickets as possible. Your efforts directly support the care, upkeep, and improvement of Camp Dogwood, ensuring we can continue to serve those who depend on this special place. For more information, contact First VDG Eddie Chase, phone 252-939-0549, or email eddie.chase1953@gmail.com. And Eddie is E-D-D-I-E. chase1953@gmail.com. Volunteering at Camp Dogwood. Your VIP camper sessions of 2026 are May 24th to 28th, May 31st to June 4th, June 7th to 11th, June 21st to 25th, June 28th to July 2nd, July 5th to 9th, and July 12th to 16th. District news and events. District 31N was well represented at the Regional Lions Leadership Institute. We are proud of our future as well as our current leaders. There follows a photo, which is the caption says, students from left to right. Sherman McCutcheon of Wilmington Lions Club, Bonnie Johnson of Dunmary Stewart Community Lions Club, Lori Jones of Dunmary Stewart Community Lions Club, Leanne Vasquez of Grifton Lions Club, Kevin Toman of Shallet Lions Club, Robert Bolden of Fayetteville Community LC, and Jerry Williams of Grifton LC. And the instructor was D'Angelo Jackson of Anger Lions Club. Childhood Cancer Grant Check was delivered to James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital on March 18th. And there's a photo of Elise Ironmonger, the Director of Programs at ECU Health Foundation, DG Jean Getz, PDG D'Angelo Jackson, Betty Shingleton, your District Treasurer, Catherine Jarvis, Executive Director of Patient Care Services, and Allie Grimes, Director of Pediatric Services. Peace Poster Contest for 2026-2027. Students ages 11, 12, or 13 are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. Kits go on sale from the club supplies sales department at International Headquarters on January 15th of 2026. New this year, LCI is offering a way to beat the shipping costs. And they offer a link to put in your browser to order the an electronic kit. Best result for your club is to order your kits early so teachers have a chance to add it to their next year's academic plan. For further information, you can contact Marilyn Jackson. The email is md5jack@yahoo.com. A tour to Miracles in Sight, May 15th of 2026. Join North Carolina Lions for a tour of the new Miracles in Sight facility in Clemens, North Carolina. The Sight and Hearing Conservation Committee has scheduled a tour of Miracles in Sight at 4750 Commercial Park Court in Winston-Salem. Any Lions wishing to join us visiting this facility should contact Lion Glenda Grant at grgrant28@gmail.com or text her at 919-306-4430 to reserve your spot. We would like to get a group of Lions from each district to attend. Miracles in Sight is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the restoration of sight through corneal transplantation and related medical therapy and research. The organization is a global leader in eye banking, helping to restore vision to thousands of people worldwide. It is driven by the generosity of eye and organ donors who provide tissue for research and further advancements in sight-restoring treatment and technology. Miracles in Sight also offers reliable tissue preparations and other products to make surgical processes and treatment easier. As a nonprofit, financial contributions allow them to help more people in need of life-changing corneal transports. Space is limited, so reserve your spot. District training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for the 2025-2026 year. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a Lion easier because you will be more confident performing your job and in turn will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates are printed in the On the Horizon section of this Gazette. Our next training session will be an in-person presentation on the Lions Global Causes. That's April 11th. The time and location will be sent out, this says. To get a Zoom link to other training Zoom sessions, please send an email to PTG D'Angelo Jackson at m5djack@yahoo.com. Some club news and events. Leo McDonald of the Lillington Lions was a member for 55 years. Lion Leo McDonald is a charter member of the Lillington Lions Club, which was chartered in 1971. Lion McDonald was presented a Milestone Chevron Award for completing 55 years of service as a member of the Lillington Lions Club. This award, signed by Lions International President A.P. Singh, was presented by First Vice District Governor-elect Earl House on March 3rd of 2026. Lion McDonald is seated in his... Oh, this is a description of the picture. Lion McDonald is seated in his home with Lion Earl House on the right. And then also in this photo are Lion McDonald's wife, Pat McDonald, their son, Johnny McDonald, and Lillington Lions Club President Walter Honeycutt. That article was submitted by Lion Jeffrey Patterson of the Lillington Lions Club. Two from Clinton presented with the W. Don Casey Award. On Monday, March 2nd, the Clinton Lions Club made two special presentations to two people in our community. Brooke Caddis is a young lady born with a spina bifida. Brooke uses a wheelchair and is very keen on where she can and cannot go. She has the help from her mom and dad, who are always by her. Her condition is part of her life, but it does not define her as a person. Brooke loves her church, Emmanuel Baptist Church. She is the 2025-2026 leader of the nursery and in charge of activities for the younger members of Emmanuel Baptist Church. Brooke's Brooke loves her family very passionately and keeps up with all her activities, all their activities, both immediate and extended family. Brooke is an avid deer hunter. She's a member of several disabled clubs in North Carolina and South Carolina. Her trophy deer is a 140-pound 9-point. She prides showing photographs of this accomplishment. Although performing tasks differently, and maybe with a few added steps, Brooke is just a regular girl that is very much in touch with this crazy world in which we live. Her days are full, meaningful, and uniquely her own. Spina bifida shapes some of her decisions, but it does not limit her identity. She is determined to live a normal life. NC Lions District 31N Zone 7 was proud to present Brooke Caddis with the W. Don Casey Award for exemplifying the courage of lionism. Kay West is the secretary of the Clinton Lions Club. She has worked many years at this position and is the glue that holds our club together, keeping the local club in contact with the zone, district, state, and international activities. Interestingly, it was revealed at the presentation that Kay actually taught Brooke in the third grade 20 years ago. There's a nice photo of Kay West and Brooke Caddis holding their awards of appreciation in front of a nice Lions Club banner for the Club of Clinton. Lions Club, North Carolina Lions District 31N Zone 7, was proud to present to Lion Kay West the W. Don Casey Award for exemplifying the spirit of lionism. And this article was submitted by Lion Steve Cox of the Clinton Lions Club. Ah, from the Wilmington Lions Club, a poker run ride for sight. It will be held Saturday, April 27th. Registration and first hand is at 9:30 and to 11. At Shipwreck Harley-Davidson, the best hand wins $500, second place $250, and a raffle prize for 50-50 will be held. There will be live music, food, and drinks. Come one, come all. There's a free vision screening, diabetes test, colorblind test, and information on new equipment for the blind. This event will be April 18th of 2026 from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 810 South 16th Street in Irwin, North Carolina. It's sponsored by the Irwin Lions Club, which was chartered June 1st of 1948. Help our town celebrate 100 years since the name changed from Duke to Irwin. We have come to the end of this month's newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.